In Northwest News on KPLU, teachers in four more districts, including Seattle, approved one-day strikes this week to protest state lawmakers' stances on education issues. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more on the spreading impact of teacher walkouts across Western Washington.
There are more than a million public school students in Washington state. 2 weeks from now, a teacher walkout will have impacted one out of every four of them. Already more than 68,000 students in 14 districts have watched their teachers walk out. Not all of these students missed school. Some teachers held their protests on early release days. But in Seattle, the walkout day, May 19th, will cancel classes. Same goes this Friday in the Franklin Pierce District south of Tacoma, where teacher Pam Cruz is the union president.
We have got to do something to get the legislature's attention, and we've discovered that being nice isn't cutting it.
The teachers want bigger cost of living raises, class size reductions across the board, not just in early grades, and they want Republican lawmakers to drop a proposal to change how the state treats teacher benefits. This week alone, teachers in the North Shore, South Whidbey, Central Kitsap, Granite Falls, Lake Stevens, and Snohomish school districts will all hold one-day strikes. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.